Our scripture reading this morning is from Isaiah 52, verses 7 through 15. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, your watchmen lift up their voices. Together they shout for joy. When the Lord returns to Zion, they will see it with their own eyes. Burst into songs of joy together, you ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord will lay bare his holy arm in the sight of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God. Depart, depart. Go out from there. Touch no unclean thing. Come out from it and be pure, you who carry the vessels of the Lord. But you will not leave in haste or go in flight, for the Lord will go before you. The God of Israel will be your rear guard. See, my servant will act wisely. He will be raised and lifted up and highly exalted. Just as there were many who were appalled at him, his appearance was so disfigured beyond that of any man, and his form marred beyond human likeness, so will he sprinkle many nations, and kings will shut their mouths because of him. For what they were not told, they will see, and what they have not heard, they will understand.
Let us pray. Lord God, the maker of opportunity, the giver of wisdom, and the giver of that greatest gift, salvation. God, we thank you for that love that you have so bountifully given to us. And Lord, we pray that just as you have given that love to us, you might burden each of us to give that love to others. Lord, I pray and thank you for the experiences and opportunities that were gained this past summer in Virginia and in Michigan. And Lord God, I pray for the summers to come and the opportunities that you give through the programs both here and in other areas of service. Lord, I pray that you would bring to those tasks those people that you have prepared. And Lord, I pray that the experiences would be those that would inspire us to always share the love you have shown us. In Jesus' name, amen.
We welcome you to the chapel service this morning, in which our seminarians are leading in worship. They went out this summer to Michigan and to Virginia to help establish new churches. For about 7 years now, Southeastern Seminary and the Home Mission Board of the Southern Baptist Convention have been working together, sending out seminarians for about 10 to 12 weeks each summer across the nation to start new churches. We have that kind of history behind us here at Southeastern. Beginning back in about 1975, our students went to Chicago and worked in apartment buildings, establishing churches. We went the following summer to Baltimore, and some 8 students labored about 12 weeks in some tough neighborhoods to begin new churches. And then summer after summer, we've gone to Scranton, Pennsylvania, to Ithaca, New York, where Cornell University is located, to New York City, from Long Island to Greenwich Village. We've been to Boston and its environs. One summer we spent time in Seattle, Portland, and San Francisco, and Washington, D.C., in which we tried to establish churches using town halls in Portland, Oregon, and funeral parlors in Seattle. We have been to Northern Virginia and into Maryland several times. This past summer, our students whom you see here and who are leading worship spent numerous days and weeks around Detroit, Michigan, and Kalamazoo, Michigan, and around the Norfolk, Virginia area, trying to establish new work. This is a joint effort in which the seminary is interested not only in the academics of theory, church building, relating the Christian gospel to neighborhoods who do not or have not responded to it, and also to the field experience. The seminary is interested, I think, in the relationship between theory and practice, academics and the field experience. Also, our home mission board is so inclined, and so we join together in a partnership each summer in which our students can go out and spend up to 12 weeks in a situation and earn 8 hours of academic credit. At the same time, the home mission board is furnishing them with room and lodging and transportation and with a small stipend each week to help them do their work. They meet with church folk, work with local pastors, directors of missions, all for the purpose of trying to establish new churches. This next summer, we will be sending seminarians from Southeastern to Buffalo, New York, New York City, Miami, West Palm Beach, and in this state of North Carolina. This morning, then, you have the opportunity to be led in worship by our students. We're grateful for them and to them for the long summer they put in, for often rewarding experiences, sometimes frustrating and disappointing ones. But we did not lose the one. They're all back with us, and we're very proud of them and their accomplishments this summer. They will then be leading us in worship. I want to introduce also to you Mr. John Snedden. John, would you stand? John is from West Virginia. He is a consultant with the Home Mission Board on church extension, starting new churches. John has been working with us several years in our orientation program in preparing the fields to which our students are going. He's here for today and tomorrow. If you are interested in working with the Home Mission Board in this program, there will be a meeting at 3 o'clock in Broyhill Hall in the conference room, a general meeting which you may come, gather more information, and receive an application if you so desire. That's at 3 o'clock. Tomorrow, John Snedden will be in my office on the third floor of Staley Hall for your individual appointments. If you'd like to see him and talk at length, he will be in my office from 9 until 11 and from 1 until 3 tomorrow. At the conclusion of the benediction, we welcome you to come down and receive this information about the program and also to greet any one of these who are before us and leading us in worship and also to speak with Mr. Snedden. So we're glad you're here, and now we continue our worship.
About this time last year, I was sitting where you are, and an invitation was given to come down after the program and find out a little bit more. And I came down, and I did, and I'm glad I did. And we'll be standing around up here after the program is over, giving out the pamphlets of information that Dr. Braswell showed you. Be sure to come forward. Find out more about the program, and I think you'll be glad. Let's bow for our benediction. Father, we pray that you will be with us as we go from this place. Make us your voice in this troubled world, proclaiming your love and your salvation. Be with us, heal us when we hurt, pick us up when we fall, and keep us always in your way. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.